Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special and interesting and varied. And occasionally put in something a little different, a reading, a story, a recording I made. And I call those odd things wombats. This show is a wombat show. I have a wombat coming up later on. But for now, we're going to start off with one of my favorite recording artists, Paul Simon. And this song is somewhat humorous and sad and wonderful music. It's called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Paul Simon singing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. The next song is a Smuggler's Song by John Roberts and Tony Barron. I met both of those performers a number of times. They were professional performers on weekends and weeks that I went to. And John Roberts is still performing. We lost Tony Barron last year. John Roberts is playing the banjo on this, and I love his banjo style. And this particular song, a poem by Rudyard Kipling, the notes say that the rhyme and rhythm are varied to make it more mysterious. So you can listen for that. This is a smuggler's song performed by John Roberts and Tony Barron.
And hear a horse's feet. Don't go drawing back the blinds, nor looking in the street. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat all cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and pinchers here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You've been told likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
You just heard a smuggler's song performed by John Roberts and Tony Barron. The next song is another song that has a great banjo part in it. It's called Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. And this song speaks to me. And the banjo just seems to make it even better. So here we go. Any Old Wind That Blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. The next song is by Lucy Simpson. Lucy was a friend of mine and a mentor. She was the best gospel singer in our folk music club and often led workshops. And I learned a lot of new songs from her, and I especially appreciate her gentle style. This is a group of people, mostly from the club, who were sort of semi-professional singers singing harmony with her. Usually we would just all sing and everybody in the room would sing, but this is recorded at a recording studio. This is Lucy Simpson singing Climbing High Mountains.
Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, climbing high mountains. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home. Lord, I'm bearing my burdens, trying to get home. Lord, I'm bearing my burdens, trying to get home. Lord, I'm bearing my burdens, bearing my burdens, Lord, I'm bearing my burdens, trying to get home. Lord, I'm having hard trials, trying to get home. Lord, I'm having hard trials, trying to get home. Lord, I'm having hard trials, having hard trials. Lord, I'm having hard trials, trying to get home. My way sometimes weary, trying to get home. Lord, my way sometimes weary, trying to get home. Lord, my way sometimes weary, way sometimes weary. Lord, my way sometimes weary, trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, climbing high mountains. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home.
Climbing High Mountains by Lucy Simpson. The next song is American Stranger, sung by Happy Trombe. It has apparently Scottish roots, goes way back. The best guess is that this song was written before the American Revolution, and was well known in England for a while. I like this arrangement. This is Happy Trom with American Stranger.
Country from America I came. No one here that knows me yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many, and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonnie lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I will prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. Compliments to Nancy, who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. Ah, but give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. For the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee-wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. Send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. On a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me. And we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Trom. Well, it's wombat time. This is the show's wombat coming up. I was a attendee at a week-long conference, and one of the people there was a famous economist named Kenneth Boulding. And one night there was a talent show. He was English, and he has a slight lisp, which affects the way he talks and makes it interesting. And at the talent show, he recited from memory this poem. It's a music hall item from England, and is well known there. I'd never heard it before, and I was very impressed. And I want credit for collecting this. I bugged him and his son. He was quite elderly then, and his son helped me to convince Kenneth to record this. And he did, and sent me a copy of the recording, and that's how I'm going to play for you. So this is Kenneth Boulding reciting his version of Albert and the Lion.
By Marriott Edgar, recited by Kenneth Boulding. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. and Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where there lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, why, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with his horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, but giving a kind of a roar, he pulled Albert in the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. And Paul, who had seen the occurrence, and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "Oh, what a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy that he's eaten?" Paul said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Paul said, "Yon lion's et, Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right's right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert and after we paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" And Paul said, "What do you usually pay?" The mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone, and said, "Now, somebody's got to be summoned." So that were decided upon, and off they went to police station in front of Magistrate Chap, and told him what happened to Albert, and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that, no one was really to blame, and said he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. And that mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me."
That was Albert and the Lion, recited by Kenneth Boulding. The next song is some local music. This is John Henry, performed by the Foghorn String Band at the Floyd Country Store. Floyd, Virginia is about an hour and 45 minutes away from Abingdon. You go up I-81, get off at exit 109, and there's a country store there, and they have music every weekend. Right now, I checked their schedule. The music starts Thursday night and goes through Sunday night. And there are events in the afternoon and jamboree. And I've been there. It's a trip. Wonderful music, Appalachian music. And also, there's a dance floor. And on Saturday night, that dance floor fills with people, mostly doing clogging, but all of them having a good time. So if you want to have a good time, go to the Floyd Country Store and listen to the country music. And here's the kind of stuff you'll hear. This is John Henry by the Foghorn String Band.
All right, here we go, John Henry. driving man, door to door. John Henry's the driving man. Pass round them bacon and them beans, door to door. Pass round them bacon and them beans.
You just heard John Henry by the Foghorn String Band, recorded at the Floyd Country Store in Floyd, Virginia. The next song is John Prine and Iris DeMent. John Prine is probably one of the most famous folk singers in my lifetime, writer mainly of songs, and died last year due to COVID. And he's singing with Iris DeMent, another very well-known folk singer. And this is, he gives a little story about how he happened to write this song. And I left that in so you could hear the story before he sings. He and Iris sing the song, In Spite of Ourselves. So this is John Prine, Iris DeMent.
Iris, you sing these songs like you know them, you know? Well, I knew somewhere in the record I was going to have to get around to writing one. So this one here, I actually wrote it for a movie. I was in a movie last year, I guess it's coming out around Christmas, and me and Billy Bob Thornton play brothers in it, and Andy Griffith is our dad. That makes me like Opie's stepbrother, you know? So Billy Bob asked me to write this, or to write a song for the... She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks that crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
Well, he ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't real sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby, and I'm his honey. I'm never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spy our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes a ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
Well, he's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. He's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. I'm never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. Oh, we're gonna spy our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
You just heard In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine and Iris DeMint. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. WEHC is the college station for Emory and Henry, and it's a lot of fun. Students participate, various members volunteer to record songs, and if you want to make a donation, you can go on the website, WEHCFM.com, and there's a place there where you can make contributions. And special. And the next song is Stuck in the Middle by Reina Del Cid. I was actually looking up to find Stuck in the Middle by Steeler's Wheel. They made the first recording of it. This is a cover by Reina Del Cid. And I hadn't heard of her before, but I was impressed. I saw her on YouTube. And this song was recorded at Bush Hall in London. Apparently a grassroots venue, and Reina Del Cid has gone on tour with her band, and a lot of energy, very lively, and a wonderful recording of this particular song, Stuck in the Middle. Next week I'll probably play Stuck in the Middle by the original people, Steeler's Wheel, but I like this. So this is Reina Del Cid with Stuck in the Middle.
Get down. could have just played that. Oh well.
Well, I'm trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see that it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? 'Cause I don't think I can take any more. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Let's hear some slide.
What do they say?
That's right.
Sid singing Stuck in the Middle. The next song is performed by John Roberts, who we heard singing earlier the Smuggler's Song with Tony Barron. And I particularly like the banjo accompaniment on this version. I'll tell you a little bit about the song, but he introduces it and he tells you most of the story. But basically, some convicts who were in Australia got sent off to Van Diemen's Land, which is what they call Tasmania then. A sort of a worse prison camp than Australia, and they stole a boat and tried to get back to the mainland and landed, crashed on an island, got wrecked, and were stuck there. They couldn't hail another boat because if they were ever picked up, they'd be hung as escaped convicts. So that's the basic story, and this is them on the island singing this song. And John Roberts tells you a little bit about that also.
It's about... Convicts in what was a secondary penal colony. England sort of invented Australia to send convicts to because America hadn't worked out too well. And if they were bad when they got there, they were sent to a couple of the really nasty penal colonies, one of them on Van Diemen's Land. Another one, I think, was Morton's Bay. And these were places where if you escaped or if you did something bad again, then the punishment was execution. So these fellas stole a boat and decided to sail it to mainland Australia from Van Diemen's Land, which is Tasmania now. And it's a 90-mile trip across some of the roughest water in the world. It's very rocky, it's narrow. The whole Pacific Ocean keeps coming through there, you know, with the tides, so it's extremely, the currents are very bad, and of course they wreck the boat and then they can't ask for help. Watch man, a lonely man, like the breakers of one astray. We stole a vessel and all her gear, unwary of my honey. From Van Diemen's north did steer to Bass Strait's wild waves. They wrecked us here, Nanny dear. Don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers of one vast strain. A mile inland as our path was laid, and where you, my Annie, we found a government stockade, long, long deserted, but stoutly made. And Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on one vast strain. Somewhere's west, Port Melbourne lies, and where you, my Annie, through swamps infested with snakes and flies. And the fool who walks there, the fool he dies. Nanny dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers of one vast strain. We hail no ships, though time it drags, and weary in my Annie, for our chain gang roll and government rags. They mark us out as Van Diemen's lags. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers of one vast strain. We fled the lash and the chafing chain, and where you, my Annie, we fled starvation and brutal pain. But here we are, and here remain. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on wild vast strain.
That was Bass Straits by John Roberts. A lot of musicians go to Nashville, Tennessee to start their careers in country music, folk music, some related kinds of music, and it's a tough fight. Most fail few ever make a living at it. And this is a song about those who go there and try. And a lot of them have a lot of talent, but not many of them make it. And this is the struggle they go through. It's called 16th Avenue by Lazy J. Dalton.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with all they own in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive, and others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They've all dialed a phone collect to home from 16th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words roll off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. It looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet, but a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to sing for me and you. So God bless the...
You just heard Lazy J. Dalton singing 16th Avenue. The next song is the Jamestown Farewell, sung by Jeff Davis. His partner, Jeff Warner, is playing the concertina and singing some harmony. And it's Jeff is playing the piano arrangement he wrote, and I think it's a joyful song. It's from a sailing ship in the middle of the 19th century. And when they'd been away for a year or two, and they were finally sailing home to Jamestown, Virginia. And this is the way it felt to be sailing home. So it has a joyful feel to it. Jamestown Farewell by Jeff Davis.
Farmer's heart with joy is filled when the crops are good and sound. but who can feel the wild delight of the sailors homeward bound? For 3 long years have passed away since we left old freedom's shore. Our long-felt wish has come at last, and we're homeward bound once more. And we're homeward bound once more. To where the sky is clear as the maiden's eye who longs for our return. To the land where milk and honey flows and liberty was born. Fill our sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give 3 cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound. And the Jamestown homeward bound. Now we have arrived in port and stripping's our last job. And friendly faces look around in search of Bill or Bob. They see that we are safe at last from the perils of the sea. Saying welcome, plum. Sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give 3 cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound. And the Jamestown homeward bound. That
was Jamestown Farewell by Jeff Davis. And the last song on the show today is Good Directions by Billy Currington. And I think of it as a small southern town happy song.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old four couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Turnip grains.
Good Directions by Billy Currington, and the last song on today's version of Wombats and Music. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats on Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. We're coming to you from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College. And I like to end Wombats and Music with a little audience participation, so now's your chance. I want you to do this. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.